Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1704, air date July 31st, 2026.
All right, good evening, everyone. It's Dr. Shiva Adre. Welcome again. I want to thank all of our people in our town hall who take time to come and to share their knowledge as well as their leadership. We have a number of new people here, too. We also have people on social media. Today's talk, as we just put up in the bulletin, if we can bring it up again, is the following. How the two-party cartel deletes your vote. This is probably the last, I'm doing a series on this, and it's a science of election fraud. So we want to, we can go back to video. We want to really hit upon a couple of important points so people get this. Before I go into that, just a quick reminder. This week, you may have seen that the Senate has been, quote-unquote, brought in Anthony Fauci. I don't know if you guys saw this, for a, quote-unquote, grilling. And if you really think about it, I want to show you some stuff. If you go back to 2020, March of 2020, we were the first ones to expose Fauci. We're the ones who ran the Fauci campaign. We're the ones who collected 108,000 signatures, drove it down to Washington and gave it to Trump. And Rand Paul did nothing then. Robert Kennedy promoted lockdowns. You can go down the list. So if you contrast that to what we did, how many people's lives we saved, and the great thing is all of it's documented. No one can take this away from us. So, and then you contrast now to 6 years later what these guys are doing. And Rand Paul has been raising money, by the way. He sends out emails saying, fire Fauci. He did that a year after we did ours. And then he acts like he's some doppelganger twin to, you know, the opposition to, what's his face, Fauci. And so you have to wonder what they're doing. And what you'll realize is that the midterms are coming up. Okay, for the Republicans. So this is all just theater. Nothing will happen to Fauci. And they're just going to use this to raise money because both wings of the establishment have decided that they take certain issues. And then they use that to get their base all riled up. And the goal is to just get people riled up, never to do anything. So the riling up here is Fauci is the issue that the Republicans get, right? The Democrats get to talk about whatever, being anti-ICE, and so on, right? Or whatever the issues are, right? So this is their issue of the day. And the Republicans are using the opportunity to just rile up people because they know they're likely going to get hammered in the midterms. If you contrast it to what we did, and I want to show you this just for documentation purposes, I'm just going to bring this up. If you look at our, you know, frankly, our great history, you can actually go in here and you can see, if you just do a search on hashtag Fire Fauci, you'll find all the things that we did. This is back, I mean, in 2023, we're replaying what we did in 2020, but you'll find out all the way in 2020, you'll find out the letters we sent, the activities we did, right? I think I can bring it up here. Let me go back. This is now we're back in 2023. But you can see this is 2022, right? This is a letter we wrote to Trump. Let me bring it all up. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think this is on my feed. I got to go to my feed. One second. This is going everywhere. If I go to my feed. Suresh, do you know how you do the search on your particular feed? Do you remember this? Yeah, exactly. Something like that, right? Is it like this? Yeah, if you just on the iPhone, it's much easier. Let's see. Because this was picking up everyone. Yeah, this may be it. Yeah, here we go. So if you look at this And you can do the same search. You'll find this is back in 2020, okay? Let me go back to it. All right, here we go. It's really important for people to know this because you'll, the good thing, it's all documented, you know? But this is going back, we're back to April of 2020. This is right when COVID had just hit. Here we go. So this is April of 2020. I think there's some more coming up here. There should be another one, March of 2020. But you'll find out we started the Fire Fauci campaign as early as back here, right? This is when we talked about Fauci being supported by the Gates Foundation. All of this was new news back then. This is when we did video after video, you know, exposing why vitamin C was valuable for people. This is when we talked about COVID and how mental health was being affected. But you can see this is back in 2020, you see, nearly 6 years ago. And then we collected 100,000 signatures. We set up this whole thing to take to Trump that he should fire Fauci. This is back in, again, May of 2020. And then we drove day and night from Boston all the way to DC to drop off these 100,000 signatures. There's a bus, right? You can see us on the bus. We went there. We spoke there. We dropped off the signatures. And then we also delivered to Trump a letter and so on and so on and so on. And then we invited Fauci to a debate in Cambridge. He didn't show up, but we had a stand-in for him, who answered all the questions that Fauci would, actually from his own words. So anyway, it's important to recognize that this is 2020. And now, today, they're grilling Fauci, okay? Big contrast. So again, it hits the message when these people are doing something that they don't do it to actually solve anything, they do it to raise money and split people up. So that brings me to today's topic, which is this two-party cartel. And this will be the last part of the series I'm going to do on valid images, because I think I've pretty much hit it pretty hard. But I want you to think about, there's this triangle between one person, one vote, the concept of ballot images, and independent voters, okay? If you look in the United States, again, just to reemphasize this, the plurality is different than majority. The word plurality means the most number, okay? So in the United States, the most number of voters are independent voters. Plurality, 48% of the voters in the United States are independent voters. 26% are Democrats, and another about 26, depending on how you look at it, 27 or 25% are Republicans, very close. So Tweedledee and Tweedledum, 27 and 26, but the majority, 48%, are independent voters, okay? So who's the most number of voters? It's independent voters. Those independent voters do not want foreign wars, do not support, you know, Zionism, do not believe in election fraud. They don't believe in printing money. They believe in all basic sort of value systems that we don't actually get in any of the laws. So it's antithetical to what the majority wants. In Massachusetts, it's even more interesting. We thought it was only 65% of voters were independent. It turns out the latest statistic, which came out about 2 weeks ago, is 67%. Okay, 67% of Massachusetts voters are independents. And then over here, they have this minority of 25% Democrats and 8% Republicans, which adds up to 33. Okay? So who's the majority in Massachusetts? It's the 67%. And yet, who keeps winning elections? A Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate? So the only conclusion you can come to is that there's a serious manipulation being done to make sure that in the minds of people, people think that these two parties are representing the majority, when the data shows it's absolutely false, right? So the Democrats do not represent the 48%. The Republicans don't represent the 48% nationally in the United States, but somehow that 48% think these guys are the majority. That can only happen through brainwashing, which is done systematically every day through media, social media, convincing people that these are the only two people around. Mike Mosca said we should do an interesting video, which would be hilarious. You have a room full, imagine a room full, you do a video of 100 people, 70 of them who are independents, and in the corner over there are like two people haggling. This 30 people haggling, who's going to lead the other 70 people in the room? And they're Democrats and Republicans. And one says, oh, we get to run it today. Another one says, okay, you get to run it today. And they're just trading who gets to quote unquote lead people. That's literally what's going on. It's not a joke, unfortunately. It's a reality. So a minority of people are leading the majority. And it's most egregious in Massachusetts. All right. So how can this be pulled off? The only way this can be pulled off is that when they do these votes and elections, they are actually horse trading. And in order to hide the horse trading, they have a way to do that. And I would assert it's the fact that they're deleting ballot images. It's systematic. Again, most people don't know that the plurality of people in the United States are independents in Massachusetts. Some of you, I know Barb and Gerald are here from Pennsylvania, they're handing out flyers. Most people didn't know that, right? Most people don't know that they are the majority. So again, serious brainwashing. And in the United States, most people don't know they're the plurality. So they do the brainwashing, and then the two parties are quote unquote horse trading to win elections. And in order to do that, they have to delete the ballot images. And why is this important? Because the ballot images, again, this is, again, 90% of people don't know the independents or the plurality majority, but 99% of people have no idea that the ballot images are indeed the ballots. The ballot images are the ballots. And a good friend of mine, Benny Smith, who's an election commissioner in Tennessee, was saying, you know, Dr. Shiva, you're the only one who gets this fact that the ballot images are the ballots. And as you know, 2 weeks ago, with all the lawsuits we filed on ballot images, suddenly Harmeet Dhillon does a whole thing on, oh, we got to, you know, do voter IDs. And Trump does a whole talk on election integrity, but he leaves out ballot images being the ballots. Again, a ruse to take an issue, act like you care about it, just like Fauci, but not really going at the heart of the issue. All right. And they've trained people to always speak around an issue and never go to the root cause. But ballot images are the ballots. You want to say that and get really clear on that. Why are ballot images the ballots? Because when the paper goes through the voting machines, a photograph is taken, and it is that photograph that's used to tabulate the votes. When you go to a doctor and he's doing some assessment about your body and he says, I took an x-ray, he didn't actually go into your body, shove his hand in and feel your lungs, right? Or your heart. It's an x-ray that was taken or an ultrasound. That image is the primary record of making a decision. And suppose your doctor, you ask your doctor, well, how did you make that decision? Can I see the x-ray? Oh, I deleted it. You just have to trust me. Okay? That is what they're doing. They're deleting the ballots. They're deleting the ballot images. And Americans are allowing this. It's pretty sick. So the ballot images are being deleted. In the modern world today, you can order a product from Amazon. They track exactly everywhere it went. You can watch it in real time until it comes to your home, right? But you're telling me we can't track a vote and calculate the vote in real time? This is being done deliberately. In the modern world, we should be able to vote, and all of us should be able to go to a site. And I mean, because ballot images don't have the person's name, we should be able to all count the votes in real time. Think about the incredible stuff you can do with your banking applications, right? You can order an Uber, you can watch the freaking car exactly where it's going. Within seconds, you know where it's coming to your home, and you can't track a freaking ballot image and they delete them? Everything on Uber is saved. When the driver came, right? His 4 stars, 5-star rating, all the things that were said about him, you can track everything. If you look at any product that's made in the modern world, it goes through quality assurance end to end. It's called chain of custody, supply chain. The fact that we don't have chain of custody in voting, which is a ballot image, tells you that these people are conducting intentional fraud. And after I exposed this in 2020, they started bringing in other wackadoodles to take away the issue from ballot image to China, right? Or bamboos in ballots. Crazy shit. Mike Lindell was part of that PSYOP. Total joke. You remove all the noise. It's ballot images are the ballots, and they're deleting them. So again, fact, evidence, independence of the majority and plurality, ballot images of the ballots, you delete them. Why would you do that? Because you are actively committing election fraud against the majority and you delete the evidence. Because if you ever wanted to audit an election, they want you to force you to get paper ballots, which takes years to get. And by then, if you sue them, let's say, you know, Anna is running against Barb, and Anna believes Barb did some fraud. She sues Barb. By the time the lawsuit comes, the election's over. Takes another 2 years, and the judge says, you know, Anna, the election's over. We don't have the ballot images. It's moot. A moot means a case is no longer viable because you can't really give Anna any restitution. Because the election's over, Barb's been in office. In fact, she's been there 2 years. So they play the delay game. When within seconds, they should be able to give the ballot images, go up online, read them, right? We do that in every other aspect. You go to ChatGPT, AI, boom, boom, boom. You get so much information in real time. But you can't get fucking ballot images. This shows you it's being done deliberately. And it's being done against the majority. This is how we go invade other countries. This is how all this shit is taking place, because the desires of the majority never get reflected because they are cheating. And I can tell you, when I did all the seminal work on election fraud in 2020, which Trump used to raise a shitload of money, I remember looking at the 2016 data, not 2020. And it was clear Hillary Clinton's election was stolen from her. And a lot of people, MAGA, may not want to know this, but the data shows that Hillary Clinton's election was stolen in 2016 from her. If you remember, Hillary initially was saying my election was stolen, and then she quieted up. Trump's election was stolen by Biden in 2020. And I haven't published this yet, but there's sufficient evidence to show that Kamala Harris, who lost in every swing state, doesn't make any sense. So my point is, they are actively deciding who wins elections. They're flipping them among two mobsters. And then they hide, delete the ballot image data, which is the ballots. So no one can ever prove anything. So to all of you people questioning whether I'm right, that Hillary's election was stolen or Trump's was stolen, or in fact, Kamala's was stolen, you can't disprove me. You know why? Because you don't have the ballot images. The same way that you would try to argue against me, if you had the ballot images, you could prove me wrong. So second point, ballot images are the ballots. They're being actively deleted. And we are the first organization, and our movement has exposed that Democrats and Republicans are colluding. How do we know that? Because we filed a lawsuit in Massachusetts against the Democrats. And the Democrats' judges said, go to Trump to make sure ballots aren't being deleted. And the DOJ, the Republican Trump DOJ, has done nothing. When it would have taken them less than a few minutes to write a letter to Galvin, who's a Democrat Secretary of State, to tell him that if you do this, we're going to throw you in jail. They didn't do it. So this reveals to you that the Democrats and Republicans work together to keep power sharing, and they delete ballot images. So you have to see this direct linkages between the independents never being able to seize power, though they're the majority, and the deletion of ballot images. We're the first ones to make this very close connection based on facts, not on opinions. Okay? Now, how does this relate to democracy? The third part of this triangle is democracy was born on the principle of one person, one vote. One person, one vote. Right? One person, one vote. Many of the amendments that came to being were there were points where elections were being stolen. You know, 10 people's vote wasn't 10 people's vote, was one person's vote. Okay? Well, it's important to know why ballot images are important is because on the voting machines, we're the ones who showed conclusively there's a feature to multiply people's votes by a factor, by a weighted race feature. Again, if Anna got 1,000 votes and Barb got 1,000 votes, Anna's votes could be multiplied by 0.5 and Barb's votes could be multiplied by 2. It's called a weighted race feature. It sounds unbelievable, but it exists on the voting machines. The Diebold voting machine has a manual which says it's a feature. Again, you can go back and we've shown videos. It's not, again, hearsay. It's not conspiracy. It's just a fact. Okay? So the fact that very feature exists on voting machines means you could change the concept of not one person, one vote. So these are the three points that we want to educate people on, which reveals the fact why things are done against a majority of people, because the majority is never represented. It's represented by this two-party mobsters who are not even the majority or the plurality. So that's what we really need to get across. And it's such simple facts that it removes all the noise and gets to the heart of the issue, because the MAGA people on the right don't want to talk about this. They'll talk about other shit, about election integrity, to purely get donations, to act like they're talking about election integrity. Just like the left Democrats will talk about being against racism, but they never get to the heart of racism, the fact that it's actually white on white crime, okay? White billionaires actually do racism against white people in this country. That's a bigger aspect of racism, and they promote division of whites and other races deliberately. That's the real racism conducted by liberal whites who claim that they're against racism. So neither parties ever get at the real issue, and this is a two-party cartel. And this is how the two-party cartel is maintaining power. They divide up which issues they each get to own. They never solve the issues except create theatrics on it. And then they are actually exchanging power during election cycles, and then they hide it by deleting ballot images. Simplest way I can explain it. So I've reduced it to very simple concepts that all of you should be able to explain to people. And that's why we do these open houses. We take issues, we apply systems approach. So we train not just one individual, but millions of people to understand these concepts. That's how we saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during COVID. All right? And we continue to do the systems approach in everything we do, whether we're looking at health issues, whether we're looking at political issues, whether you're looking at scientific issues. By the way, if you want, we're going to Q&A. We just published a major paper on pulmonary fibrosis, taking a systems approach, which just came out in one of the leading journals. I can go over that. I just tweeted it out. But whether we're applying systems approach to understand the election cycle, to figure out a strategy to win an election, to understand molecular issues or health issues, It's the same concepts. And we have taken great pains to create software and technology for our movement so other people can participate in this. So those of you who are listening, you know, your first step is to go to truthfreedomhealth.com and start your journey to learning by becoming a member or a warrior scholar. And then, you know, if you want, become a leader. We have done some amazing things in our software right now to share with you and make it easier for you guys to become a part of the community, be an activist, et cetera, and take all these courses on. So it's a lot of effort that's taken by volunteers who are part of this. The other piece right now is my running for Senate is an opportunity to expand our movement. We have some really, really two pieces of very, very good news. It's pretty valuable for our movement, and it shows, it reflects the hard work. So first of all, many of you know, thousands of people participated in helping us get volunteers, to get pledges. But in Massachusetts, to get on the ballot, we had to get 10,000 plus signatures. Well, we did that through everyone, pretty much everyone on here helped. And you should all be very, very excited about that. And we are the first people to be on the ballot. No Democrat has gotten on the ballot, no Republican, we're the first ones. The other interesting thing that happened today is one of the largest national TV organizations, PBS, has invited us to be on a televised national debate, which will occur, I think, in mid-September. This has never occurred before, but you know, they decided to do this debate, I think, in probably June. They notified the other two candidates. They only let us know last weekend. And the criteria to get on the debate stage is two things. A, you have to be on the ballot, which we've done. Two, we have to have raised $250,000. By individual donors. In 2020, we raised close to $2 million, right? Because we were taking billboard ads and da-da-da. We did everything. This time, as many of you know, we're running a very different campaign. We're going direct to people. It's volunteer to cut, you know, to potential voter. We're going just handing out flyers and calling people. So we didn't raise a lot of money. I think we've only raised maybe 10 or 20K. So we have to raise, to be on the debate stage, which would be great because it gives us exposure and it gives me a, it gives, and you know, they try to do so much to suppress our movement. It'd be a great way to expose and hammer these guys on national TV. So we need to raise around 250K. And so we're going to ask 10,000 people to give us $25. It's really easy, $25. And only US residents can vote. It can't be national. So though we appreciate people all over the world, if you know people in the United States, tell them to just go to shivaforsenate.com. And they can just donate $25. And we need to do this by August 12th. So we don't have a lot of time. Okay? If there are wealthy people, 25 people can give us 10K and we're done. We'll do it because we will do it. because we have a lot of supporters out there. But that's the next order we need to do. So if you know anyone, just tell them to give $25. They want to give more, great. You can get 1,000 people. You work out the numbers to give $250, right? But we get on that debate stage, it's going to be fireworks because people will see an independent candidate against Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And people say, what the fuck? Why have they been hiding the, you know, a candidate like this, right? And people get very angry, right? And they'll vote for us. But more importantly, people raise their standard. They'll say, shit, look at these two idiots. One guy, you know, no one knows what he's done. The other guy's a carpetbagger who's not even a citizen, who never even lived in Massachusetts except for the last 2 years. The Republican Party had to ship him in. So we have a huge chance to win this election by getting on the debate stage we can. So everyone here knows people. And by the way, anyone in the country can give us money. Anyone. Anyone. Call up all your friends you know and just say, look, Dr. Shivak, you can help them get on the debate stage on national TV. Okay, and it's going to be streamed too, live. So we need, work it out, 100 people giving us $250, We want to make it easy. 10,000, the more people that participate, that's the better, you know? And again, if you know wealthy people who hate the existing establishment, you know, tell them to give us, I think the maximum a family can give a couple is up to 14 grand, because you're allowed to give a certain amount for the primary and the, the generals, okay? But this is an opportunity over the next 2 weeks to get people involved. They can give a little bit, a lot of people can give a little bit. That would be really cool, okay? 10,000 people giving 25 bucks. So we need to do that. And it's really, it would be, that itself would be a major victory, us getting on the debate stage on the Swarm's own platform and hammering them, okay? It's great, we get a double whammy, right? We get to be on their debate stage, use their platform, and to hammer them at the same time. So that's an important thing that needs to get done to break up this two-party cartel and to give a lot more broader audience a taste of what a real candidate who's a true representative of theirs looks like, feels like, you know? But don't be naive in any way about what we're talking about, but I've given you facts here. Independents are the majority and the plurality. They are deleting ballot images. We don't have one person, one vote. And they are like mobsters, ensuring that the majority never gets heard. And that's not democracy, right? So we don't have democracy in the United States as long as they're deleting ballot images. And it has to stop. And our historic lawsuit now, the federal judge, another victory, the third victory we got, is the judge has said that Todd Blanche, who may not even become attorney general, I don't know if you watch what's going on, he's in his Senate hearings, and Harmeet Dhillon must respond within over the next 3 weeks. Okay, Galvin's got to respond and they have to respond. This again is a big victory because they have to put pen to paper, and the Republican attorney general has to tell all of MAGA why they did not force a Democrat in Massachusetts who's deleting ballot images to stop them from deleting them. So the stars are aligning for our movement, our campaign, and everyone here can be part of it. Again, Barb, Gerald, Barb, I don't know how long she did, drove all the way in from Florida. Gerald drove in from Pennsylvania. Then they drove 3 hours to another place to hand out flyers, and they're helping mobilize people. We have pretty much everyone else, I think, on this call is helping us recruit volunteers from all over the world, as well as to get pledges coming in. So it's great. We've created an environment for everyone to participate and be part of this. And if people want to come to Massachusetts, let us know. We have ways to bring you here and to support you once you're here to get be part of this. So it's very, very exciting. There's no other movement like this. There's no movement that I know of that has candidates running and people from all over the world are helping support that election movement. So there you go. You know, they're doing theater while we're doing real stuff. Any questions? We'll take questions. If there's anything else you want me to address. Again, on our major solutions framework, Clean Food, the app is coming very shortly, and I think in a couple of weeks. We have an amazing app that people are able to use to figure out what is clean food. It's going through QA. If anyone wants to be on the beta list to help us QA it, let us know, which QA means quality assurance. We're going to also be releasing a version of Cytosol for everyone for free, so people can start using it to determine what products out there work, what don't work, using computational biology. And then our systems health movement, if you notice online, there's a lot more educational work that's going on to educate people about not taking a one-size-fits-all approach to health. Suresh, do you have the new user interface that we can show? I don't know if you're ready for TFH. Are you here, Suresh? Maybe he's not.
I think he stepped away.
Okay. We'll do a follow-up to show you the new TFH dashboard. It's really nice. It's come a long way. I don't know if anyone has seen it, but it's a completely new framework. Any questions? Who's running the meeting today? Nick, are you?
Me and Joe, yeah. So yeah, if you have any questions, please put them in the chat. Do not raise your hand. You can message me or any of the co-hosts or Dr. Shiva. Please be on topic. Do not ask things that have not been discussed today. And I see one, I think, question from Mary. Lise, any info on coming to hand out flyers?
Can you provide? Yeah, so Suresh says, what's the Senate campaign donation website? So if people can let everyone know, Suresh, if you can let everyone, it's, let me go to it. It's called Shiva for Senate, Shiva numeral 4, Senate.com. I'll bring it up. But we made it really easy for people to go here to not only donate, but to do a lot of other things. Let me show you. If you go to the website here. But here's Shiva for Senate website. This is where you can pledge. But right here is the donate button. And you just click that, and it'll take you right to the donate page where you can donate, you know, how much or whatever you want. And that's right here. And we're, you know, asking, you know, you can donate as much as you want, but it's pretty straightforward here to donate. And this is right on the website. But we need individuals, not PACs or anyone, but we need $25, you know, we need $250,000 raised. So that's ShivaForSenate.com. The other important thing to note is on this website, there's a lot of very practical capabilities that you have. We have videos on our platform, our major solutions. There's the save ballot images. If you want to understand what's going on with the lawsuit, that's all here. It provides every detail of every complaint we filed. Nick, I think you put up the transcript here too, right? Maybe it is.
I'm not sure if it was.
But every motion that we filed, everything is up here for people to see. And also, here's a victory that the judge gave us, saying that they have to file their opposition and answer our question. So that's another important piece of the website. You can also volunteer right off the website here to help make phone calls, to help hand out flyers. But we're on the verge of doing a major historic event, but we cannot do this without you guys. We need people. I mean, we've laid out the framework. We need people to, you know, hand out flyers, you know, get us votes, et cetera. Someone on Facebook, Rebecca Crosby, says, can we fight to get rid of voting machines and go back to hand counting votes? Even if you raise enough and get the votes, what's the plan to bypass these BS machines? Yeah, so Rebecca, you're bringing up a great point. So the reality is, I think, Rebecca, what we want to do at minimum with our campaign, you know, every time we run, Rebecca, we expose more and more and more. When we ran in 2017, we're the ones who exposed Elizabeth Warren. We pretty much destroyed her. The fact that she's a fake Indian, but more importantly, her lack of integrity. When we ran in 2020, we exposed many things, a backdoor portal to Twitter, the Fire Fauci campaign. We saved a lot of people's lives with the protocol we put out. And now our running gives you and others a real chance to see nakedly in front of them, wait a minute, independents are the majority. Again, no one really knew this. So we've already done a service. Second, we're exposing the fact that ballot images are the heart of election integrity. Very, very important issue. Again, people didn't know this. That raises people's consciousness. The other thing we're doing is we're getting people to pledge their votes to us now. So we're creating a database of people. And then the other thing is our own IT team is going to create a page. When you go vote in Massachusetts, you take a photograph of your ballot image, your own ballot, and load it up. So we are going to do our own counting of our votes. Not everyone may do that, but again, it's giving people the opportunity to realize how easy this is. Why isn't the election officials doing that? So that's what we're doing, Rebecca. But I really want to encourage you. If someone's on Facebook, you can see Rebecca there. One of our people come out to you, get involved, because otherwise you're going to feel very demoralized thinking there's nothing you can do. And being part of this community, getting involved will give you something tangible to do. You'll feel really good about yourself because you'll connect with other people. You'll realize that there are many things we can do, and it's going to happen one by one by one. So get involved. Anya Z on Facebook says, question, you asked the SOS office for the ballot images, but could you have asked for a recount of the paper ballots? Yeah, so here's the deal, Anya. Getting back to the fundamental issue, what is being tabulated? Okay, it is the ballot images. The reason we want the ballot images is because when you put a paper ballot through, a photograph is taken, it's converted to an image. If there's any tomfoolery going on, and people have shown this can occur on how the photograph is taken, if there's any artifacts, the ballot will not have that. The ballot image will. And by the way, ballot images can be, because it's digital, can be manipulated. So you have to go to the actual source. The ballots are no longer the source anymore. They're not the primary record. And that's the point I'm trying to make. The ballot images are the ballot. Now, in a county like Franklin County, where we won by 10 points, where they're doing hand-counted paper ballots, great, you get the paper ballots. But that's not the case. Not eight out of the nine counties in Massachusetts are using these machines. And the ballot image is the ballot. Okay? And by the way, when you want to recount the paper ballot, Anya, they'll only do it if it's plus or minus 3%. They have a rule. So they give you all these barriers to entry that you can never get access to the ballot image. In this case, they just deleted them, which is illegal. So please understand that it is the ballot images which are the ballots, because that's what's actually tabulated. Online call 5824 on YouTube says, with all the work Dr. Shiba did critiquing Fauci, the parasite, now finally 6 years later, the Senate is pretending to care about the ridiculous Fauci protocols. Where the hell were Americans? Well, I think if you look at it, our videos, we got in collective at that time about 1 billion views on our videos globally. We saved at least about 200 million people's lives. So we actually helped people independent of all these politicians. And that's, you know, all recorded. You can go count the video views out there. So the point is, in spite of what they did not do, we did a lot. That's important to remember, what we did in spite of the suppression that they did. But you're absolutely right. These people are parasites. 6 years later, they're spending all of our taxpayer money to act like they're doing something. Fauci will take the fifth. They will send out emails to raise money. It's just a complete scam. But that's why I would suggest online call, get involved in our movement, right? Because we're always 6-10 years ahead of what's going on. So again, if you're simply observing the nonsense that's taking place, you'll get demoralized. Get involved. Someone on Facebook says, we got a lot of good comments today. How can we convince that the left and the right are two wings of the same bird? Can such a flyer be created with a vulture? Yeah, we've done, it's great. We've done a lot of videos, in fact, using a bird and showing this. But more importantly, what we're doing right now, let me show you, that'll help you. And whoever you are, you know, again, I don't know if people are seeing these comments, if you're seeing them. Suresh, invite these people to come to the town hall if they want right now, or direct them, get their email and phone number, DM them, so we can pass them on to Nicholas or Barb or Crystal or Marianne, anyone here. But these are great people on social media. They're asking great questions. But to show you how we're convincing people, and the arc of everything we've been doing is that's central to what we've been talking about. But if people go to the Shiba for Senate website, or even to any of the stuff we do from our movement perspective, me go here. You'll see that we have a really cool flyer that some of you already know about, but just to repeat over and over again, which is fine. Bring this up. Okay, you'll see this flyer we have. It's below the page. It's called "This is how we're getting across this point." There's a flyer here, and the flyer says 65% of Massachusetts is independent. So we're leading with a very positive statement, saying who is a majority? And by the way, this number should be changed to 67. But it says 60% independent, yet we keep voting only for Democrat or Republican. So that's the two wings. And then we share, look what they've done to us, right? Housing is unaffordable, crushed with the high cost of living, sicker with their health care, elections that are not transparent, and crumbling roads and bridges. So that's the lead message. And I don't know if Andrew or somebody else is here. We can play you the video, and you can see that when we go out and hand out these flyers, the people who take them actually read them from the time they get them all the way to their car. So this is what we're doing on the ground, which cannot be censored. So again, to all of you asking these great questions, I hope you realize we're giving you something you can do. So it's not just you asking me questions and looking for me to be your savior or something. All of you guys can participate, make phone calls, hand out flyers, help us get volunteers. So, you know, it's important to get pissed, but the other part of it is don't just get pissed, get organized. And that's what we're doing. Next question someone has is how can we, we already answered that. Anya Z has a question. Okay, we answered that. Okay, good. Anything else here? You can go to shivaforsenate.com/donate or go there and find a donation link. But anyone who's complaining, our slogan is stop complaining, right? Do something about it, okay? Take action. We're giving you a way to participate. It's a gift that our movement gives people every day. We're taking you by the ear and we're going to twist it to tell you to get off your butt and do something in a tangible way that raises your consciousness. That's what we're doing. And if you do that, you're going to expand not only your consciousness, but amazing people. I can't tell you the quality of people we have in our movement. Really incredible people. If you want really good people, people you can talk to about all sorts of stuff, you can count on them to be there for you. That's what we have. And it's not something based on some religious view. It's based on practical understanding of life here and now. So it's really a gift. Truth, Freedom, Health is a gift to people. So get involved. And the Senate campaign is going to be over. What were we in? August, September, October? It's going to be over in 12 weeks, guys. 12 weeks. Poof, gone. And we're giving you an opportunity. It would be really, really regretful if you guys said, oh, I could have helped Dr. Shiva. I could have given him $25, or I could have helped make phone calls and I didn't. What a dope I was. Well, don't be a dope. Get involved, okay? To everyone here who's on the town hall and on the site here, we have 10 weeks. We need people to pound away phone calls. And what I would urge people to do is carve out, you know, we need people to do 40 hours over the next 10 weeks, 4 hours. That's what we're saying, 4 hours of your time. Carve out a certain time, set it like you would schedule, you know, doing something positive and do it. But we need that discipline from people, not like chaos. We need people to get disciplined, get professional, be an adult, and help yourself by taking a block of your time and doing something. This is to everyone who asks questions too, and everyone listening. We're giving you an opportunity to be disciplined for your own citizenship. So that's really what we need people to do. Block out time, volunteer, and put in, you know, at minimum 4 hours a week. That's all we're saying. If you're on the ground, we're looking for people to hand out about 500 flyers a week. We've broken it down into simple things people can do. And we know that'll help us win this campaign. We're not asking a notice for money, except to the extent we want to use to get on the debate stage so we get exposure. We're not saying just give us money for no reason, which is what all these other guys do. Anything else? Nicholas and Barb and Joe, people haven't been onboarded. I would use this time to onboard them at the Call Hub. And I can't emphasize to you, we only have like 10 weeks left. 10 weeks left. We need people to make phone calls in a disciplined way. And that people can do that anywhere in the world. And then on the ground here, we need people to hand out flyers. It's really that simple. We've made it just two activities in a sense. Or a third, help us recruit new volunteers. Anything else?
Nope, I think that's it. We'll get the new people onboarded as soon as...
Yeah, get onboarded. You know, tell your families, hey, I got to set aside this much time and it's really important. And just carve out that time and just do it. That's what we need. We need a set of, you know, a couple thousand dedicated people just to do some basic activity. All right, everyone. Thank you, Nicholas. Get people onboarded, okay?
I will.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for your great efforts. Be well. Be the light. Thank you.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, Honoring My Grandmother, to develop your body, your system, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.